Seventh inning, 1-0 in favor of Baltimore. The Birds with a run on 3 hits, no errors. The Dodgers, no runs, 3 hits, and no errors. For the Dodgers, Willie Davis, Lou Johnson, and Tommy Davis. Dave McNally comes to the plate. A drag bunt attempt is missed by Willie and the count 0-1. This grounded to Johnny Powell and struck out and made the defensive play on Powell's bid for a home run in the fourth inning. Willie is 1-1 in the series. Fouls it away. 0-2. Standing back of the rubber, now looks into Etchebarren. The outfield fanned out on Willie. The strike two pitch on the way. Hit over the head of Aparicio into left center, but right there is Bleffery to make the catch for the out. Little fly ball, one out. He was jammed. Lou Johnson. Lou Johnson fouled out and singled. He's 1-for-2, but was cut down as Tommy Davis hit into the double play in the fourth. The Birds have come up with 3 double plays today, 4 double play teams played here, and 5 double plays in the series. And they lead 1-0 on 3 hits here in the... Johnson, a bunt in the air, foul. Etchebarren gloves it. So quickly, 2 out in the seventh inning. Boy, the Dodgers nothing, and Tommy Davis coming up. And for the Dodgers, they have now set a record, and it is just getting longer and longer. They have failed to score in the last 30 2/3 innings. Tommy Davis lined out to right, grounded into a double play, 0-for-2. McNally into his windup and delivers, and the pitch at Tommy's right foot, ball one. Tom, right-hand hitting left fielder. McNally's 1-0 pitch on the way, swung on and missed, 1-1. Tom, the National League's batting champion in 1962 and in 1963, and of course suffered the broken leg that kept him out of last festivities. 1-1 to Tommy Davis as McNally's in with Etchebarren. Dave comes back 1-1, fastball, and he jammed him and he popped it up. Johnny Powell looks over at Dave Johnson. It's the second baseman for the catch. And the Dodgers roll over quietly in the seventh inning. And at the end of 6.5 innings of play, it's Baltimore 1, the Dodgers nothing.
This is Joe Garagiola. Rules. Sometimes you form and sometimes you against them. But the world of sport would not exist without them. The rule book of a sport isn't just a set of laws made to be broken, but they're common courtesy. And if they aren't observed, the game would be chaos. And it's true in most everything we do, like driving. Traffic based on common courtesy. And it's even true in business. The best businesses are run by the rules of courtesy, like your Chrysler Plymouth dealer. He calls his rule book customer care. What's that mean? Well, it means when you bring your car in for service, he's nice to you. Every courtesy is observed. Why? Well, because he wants you to come back. But he doesn't base his business on bedside manner alone. He's got certified service. Factory-trained mechanics using genuine Mopar Chrysler parts. And fix only what needs to be fixed. So if you're the best service in the book, see the guys who play by the rules with customer care. Your Chrysler Plymouth dealer.
President of the United States as the guest too of the Baltimore management, and himself an avowed American League fan and basically a Minnesota Twin fan, is standing up to stretch as they're ready to move it out. It's the Orioles. 1 run, 3 hits, no errors. The Dodgers 0-3-0 into the bottom of the seventh and then.
All right, Bob. It'll be Frank Robinson who put the Birds on the boards with his home run in the fourth inning, and that's the story. 1-0 Baltimore. Great pitching duel between Don Drysdale and Dave McNally. The fastball outside, ball one, 1-0. Frank Robinson flies left and then hit one out. He'll be followed by Brooks Robinson and then Johnny Powell. Roseboro wig-wagging sign to the mound, and Drysdale comes back with a breaking ball that is low. As Robinson started his swing, he held up, and John Rice did not commit himself in the count 2-0. The Dodgers are suddenly running out of time. Outs left to them. Drysdale is due to bat fifth when the Dodgers hit in the eighth inning. Don into his windup, and the two pitch on the way. Soft curve fouled away. Robinson way out in front of it, hit it off the end of the stick upstairs to the right. If you are throwing Frank Robinson a fastball, you throw it one of two places, either way inside on the knuckles or so far outside that he can't get it. But Drysdale got a fastball over the heart of the plate, and he hit it out. Inning. 2-1 pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed, and the bat goes to the bat rack. 2-2. So Drysdale has given Frank Robinson nothing but break here in the seventh inning. Now, plate umpire John Rice saying something to Frank Robinson. Robbie does not use any tape on the handle of the bat to grip, though he just picks up some dirt. A run on three hits for Baltimore, no runs, three hits for the Dodgers in the bottom of the seventh inning. It has been quite a game. The Orioles have left one man on base, and so have the Dodgers. Curveball got him swinging, so all breaking stosses of Frank Robinson, one away. Five strikeouts for Don Drysdale, and here is Brooks Robinson getting a well-deserved round of applause for the great play he made on Wes Parker's ground ball in the fifth inning. Loosening up just in case in the Baltimore bullpen, right-hander Stu Miller. Drysdale's fastball, all one. Brooks Robinson, single to center in the second inning, grounded to third in the fourth, one for two. Drysdale comes back to him 1-0, fastball, hit to the left of Wills, Morey over, grabs it at the belt and flips to Parker for the out.
Stu Miller, warming up in the
bullpen. Here is Johnny Powell. Struck out in the second inning and hit the towering smash to dead center. It is 4-10 here at the stadium. Willie Davis went to the fence, was all set to coil and leap, and the breeze blew it a good 5 or 6 feet to his right. So then Willie had to go over to it and leap and was able to spear it. Drysdale ready in the pitch to Powell. Change up, hit off the fist, the middle. So Powell singles to center. Willie Davis gets it back in an hurry. So with two out, a single by Johnny Powell, and the batter, the left-hand hitting left fielder, Kurt Parry. For Drysdale, he's allowed four hits. Bleffery has walked and flied to right. Quite a game, each side with one man left on base. Drysdale turns on the rubber, up on top now, and set at the belt. They're not going to hold Powell. The fastball is low, ball one. The understatement of the year would be to say the Dodgers do not expect Powell to try to steal. 1-0 the count. Drysdale again set. And the 1-0 pitch to Bleffery. Fast low again, ball two. 2-0. On deck, the right-hand hitting second baseman Dave Johnson. One run, four hits, no errors for Baltimore, one left. No runs, three hits, no errors for the Dodgers, one left. Drysdale took off his cap, gazed out towards center field for a moment. Now back to the wars. 2-0, the referee. Infield swung way around to first with Lefebvre playing a deep second base. Drysdale's 2-0 pitch, fastball, over for a strike, 2-1. So in the inning, all breaking stuff to Frank Robinson, all fastballs to Kurt Bleffery. Parker going steady with the foul line, about 3 feet back of the bag at first. Drysdale to Bleffery, and it swung on and missed, strike two. 2-2. In the eighth inning, the Dodgers will have Lefebvre, Wes Parker, and Johnny Roseborough. Drysdale peers into Roseborough, Bleffery waiting. Now Don is up on top of backward glance at Powell, and 2-2 pitch, fastball fouled away. The only run of the ball game in the fourth inning is Frank Robinson hit a Don Drysdale fastball way back into the left field seats. His second home series, both against Drysdale. And for Frank Robinson, he's hit 51. 2-2 pitch to Bleffery. Curveball hit in the air to right field. It's playable. Lou Johnson is there waiting and waiting and makes the catch. So in the seventh for Baltimore, no runs, one hit, a man left. And the score at the end, Baltimore 1, the Dodgers nothing.
Wow, 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 Winston tastes good. Like your cigarette should. When I do Winston, I changed for good. 'Cause I got good taste, like I knew I would. Winston tastes good, like when you change to Winston. Change for good, 'cause Winston's good, like a cigarette should.
Winston tastes good like your cigarette. Make your cigarette Winston.
Winston.
You know, prior to yesterday, there had been 368 World Series games and only two decided 1-0 by home runs. Now there might be two more back-to-back yesterday and today. And the fewest hits is 22 in a series, and the Dodgers right now only have 15, so there are reversible records going on here, Ben.
All right, Bob, it'll be Jimmy Lefevre to lead it off, followed by Wes Parker and then Johnny Roseboro. Eighth inning, 1-0 Baltimore. Change up, swung on and missed. Lefevre out in front of it. Switch hitting second baseman, batting right hand. He has walked and singled. McNally comes back to the plate, 0-1, and missed as he appeared to turn that over a little bit, almost like a screwball, 1-1. Dave McNally has limited the Dodgers to 3 hits, all singles, and has not allowed a man to get to second base through 7 innings. The 1-1 pitch, whacked foul, third, one hop at Kangaroos up into the lower deck, 1-2. Lefevre in the series has 2 hits in 11 at-bats. For the Dodgers, Lou Johnson has the most hits and has 4. Here's the 1-2 pitch, taken low and inside, ball 2-2. Baltimore, a defensive measure here in the 8th inning. Paul Blair now in center field. Curt Bleffery comes out, and Russ Snyder moves over to left. Keeping score, put Paul Blair in Curt Bleffery's spot. 2-2 pitch to Jim Lefevre. Fastball high. He started to go after it and held up. 3-2. The Dodgers, trail since the fourth, have gotten the leadoff man on base in the fifth inning and again in the sixth. However, each time, the following man hit into or missed into a double play, as it turned out with Drysdale. 3-2 pitch. Fastball hit in the air to center field. Back goes Blair. Away back to the track, to the fence. Leaps up and hit. So Paul Blair, who was just put into the game by Hank Bauer, center field, made the perfect play. As he went straight to the fence, turned, timed his leap, and hauled it in. Not quite as spectacular as Willie Davis' catch, but now in the waning moments of the ball game, it appears even bigger. Still 1-0 Baltimore, and Parker fouls it away. So a fine play by Paul Blair in center field. Where Powell's ball was really Kiss, that was not of Lefevre's better bolts, even though he hit it that far. The strike one pitch on the way to Parker. Swung up, and that was the slip pitch, and Wes was way out in front of it, 0-2. And Wes, like many of the Dodgers now, appearing to be pressing one high and away. Parker robbed of a hit by Brooks Robinson. Next one is low, ball one. The Dodgers, of course, now have only five outs left to them, with one out. McNally stands back of the rubber, looks in to get his sign. Left-hander ready, and the 1-2 pitch on the way. High chopper down to third baseman Robinson. Brooks gloves it, him out. The two out in the eighth inning. Baltimore is nothing, and the left-hand hitting catcher, Johnny Roseborough, coming up to the plate. Roseborough flied to right and struck out. It's been a long series for Johnny. He's 1-for-13. Willie Davis has had the longest series for 15. Pitch hit foul down the right field line, 0-1. One run, four hits, and no errors for Baltimore. The run, a home run by Frank Robinson in the fourth inning. No runs, three hits, and none of the Dodgers. We're in the eighth, two out. McNally checking with Etchebarren. Now Dave delivers, fastball away, 1-1. Roseborough, basically low ball hitter. But John, with bad hands ever since the last 2 months of the season and a painfully sore right. Blair shades him slightly towards right center. 1-1 pitch on the way. Little high up around the 2-1. Paid attendance today, 54,458. So we have three more here. Actually, 13 more than we had yesterday. 2-1, the count to Johnny Roseborough. McNally comes back to the plate. Fastball grounded down to Dave Johnson. The second baseman up with it cleanly and throws him out. The Dodgers are out in order again. 8 in a row retired by McNally. And at the end of 7.5 innings of play, Baltimore 1 and the Dodgers nothing.
You never know how huge this country is. You try to ship beer across it. It is so huge. Your beer's in a huge warehouse. You load these huge trucks right away. Huge traffic jams. And then the roads. You should see the roads. They are so long. Sooner or later, your beer starts to lose the taste that made it great. The Carling Black Label people couldn't stand still for that. This came down. Buy a brewery here. Build a brewery there. Rebuild a brewery somewhere else. Think of it. 8 great breweries brewing one great beer. Carling Black Label. It sort of takes your breath away.
Only one thing you can look forward to, and that's to stop Baltimore here in the ninth inning and then go right on and hope that somehow or other his team can scramble to get him back in the game with a tie or a run. It's 1-0 and a fantastic pitching performance, Ben.
All right, Bob, bottom of the eighth inning, 1-0 Baltimore. Dave Johnson, Andy Etchebarren, and pitcher Dave McNally. Drysdale ready, starts him with a fastball away, ball one. Dave Johnson grounded into a double slide to left. Right-hand hitting second baseman 0-for-2. A run on four hits for Baltimore. No runs, three hits for the Dodgers. Drysdale's fastball out and low, ball two. The Dodgers today cannot be accused of leaving men on base. They have left one man on base in eight innings. Baltimore leaving two. Slow pitch on the way. Fastball over for a strike in the count 2-1.
The Orioles should win today. The post interviews will be held at the clubhouses.
2-1 the count to Dave Johnson.
Walter Elston will come first, front row.
Drysdale into his windup, and the 2-1 pitch on the way. Fastball is low. Ball 3-1. Johnson is 4-13. Dave waiting, Drysdale ready, and the 3-1 pitch. Fast to the bat, a fly ball to shallow right. Lou Johnson coming in a hurry and makes the catch. So Dave Johnson, a fly ball to shallow right, one away. Drysdale has made one bad pitch, one pitch he'd like to get back, second chance. That was the fastball to Frank Robinson out over the plate, and Robbie hit it deep into the left field seats, and that's the story. That, along with the tremendous pitch performance of left-hander Dave McNally. Here's Andy Etchebarren, and he struck out twice today. Drysdale comes to him with a curve, bunted in the air. Parker gloves it for the out. In fair ground, says first base umpire Mel Steiner. And now an ovation building for Baltimore left-hander Dave McNally. McNally, right-hand batter, Drysdale, fastball is swung on and missed 0-1. Davis hit back to the box and struck out. Two out, bottom of the eighth, Baltimore won, the Dodgers nothing. In the ninth, the Dodgers are due to send up Kennedy, Drysdale, Wills. Fastball is low, ball 1-1. With McNally going, you think of possible right-handed pinch hitters. You have Dick Stewart, Al Ferrara, Jeff Torborg, Nate Oliver, and switch hitter Jim Gilliam. Slow curve is popped up. Wills goes out, turns now, and makes the catch. The Baltimore out in order in the eighth inning, and the score at the end of eight. 4-1, and the Dodgers, nothing. And now, here's our favorite umpire, Nick Crone. Another anecdote.
A particular first baseman in our league has what we call an early foot. He is also over-friendly. One day he greets me with, how may I ask is your dear mother? My mother is fine, I answer. And she told me to tell you to keep your bag. He does not phase. He tries again with, they say you discovered a terrific new razor. They say right, I reply. It is down the market, the Gillette Techmatic. It ends blade handling forever. 6 super stainless steels are coiled and sealed inside a cartridge, like film in a camera. Each edge lasts about a week. Flip a lever and a new edge locks in place. The Gillette Tech sharp against the beard, but very, very light against the skin. Try it. Well, next road trip he'd be with, hey, ump, the Gillette Tech Manic is the lightest touch in shaving. You were right. Early foot, I rejoined. I am never wrong.
Well, as it goes now, the Dodgers are down to their last inhalation. They're going to have to do it as they send Big Dick Stewart up there. And they'll come on with Ferrara in behind him. It's into the top half of the Dodgers. No runs, 3 hits, no errors. The Orioles 1-4-0. And a fellow who has hit a lot of home runs against Baltimore and then has played in the American League, Dick Stewart, is going to come up and bat in place of Kennedy, and then with Al Ferrara on deck. It's do or die for the Dodgers. There's no question about it into the top half of the ninth. And here's Ben Scully.
All right, Bob. Dick Stewart, quite a few home runs here at Memorial Stadium in his American League days with the Boston Red Sox, is now asked to go up there and try and rip one for the National League. Stewart, right-hand hitter. McNally's pitch high and inside. Ball 1-0. So the Dodgers come up with Dick Stewart, followed by Al Ferrara, and then Maury Wills. Strange that Dick Stewart, who was cut adrift by the New York Mets, is now up here trying to decide the future of the Dodgers in the ninth inning of the World Series. Fastball is swung on and missed. 1-1. Of course, here in Baltimore, for every strike and for every out, the cheers will get louder and louder. And for the Dodgers, time grows shorter. What's remaining? 1-0 Baltimore in the ninth. 1-1 pitch, fastball foul back. In on the hands, 1-2. For the Dodgers, this is their 13th World Series, and there are people who will remember when this story is completed. The Dodger record, in their previous 12 World Series, they won 4 and lost 8. All 4 championships under the reins of manager Walter Alston. 1-2, the count to Dick Stewart. Of course, here in Baltimore on this Sunday afternoon, they can't wait to holler, "The king is dead, long live the king," because the Dodgers, champions of last year, have 3 outs left to them. Here's the 1-2 pitch to... in there, strike 3 call. Strikeouts for Dave McNally. One away in the ninth inning. Here is Al Ferrara, right-hand hitting outfielder. Pinch hitting for Don Drysdale. McNally's curve is lined to center, base hit. So Ferrara keeps the Dodgers afloat with a single, and the batter will be Maury Wills. 4 hits for the Dodgers. Nate Oliver will now run Ferrara. Nate Oliver running for Ferrara. One run, 4 hits, no errors for Baltimore. No runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Dodgers. And Maury Wills at the plate. He is 0 for 3 today. He has 1 hit in 13 at-bats in the series. Johnny Powell holding the bag on Nate Oliver. And Dave McNally looks into Ed Getty's sign. The left-hander ready. And the pitch to Wills. Fastball swung on and missed. Dropped by Etchebarren. Oliver holding it first. 0-1. The only run. The home run by Frank Robinson in the fourth inning. And now it looms as the tallest mountain in the baseball world as McNally tries to make it stand up. McNally belt, looks at Oliver, checks again, and the strike 1 pitch, fastball low, 1-1. Dave, of course, trying to make Wills keep the ball on the ground. Brooks Robinson doing a little housekeeping down there at third base. Powell holding the bag on Oliver. The outfield relatively shallow, with Paul Blair particularly so in center. Blair, of course, is up a couple of steps to handle a base hit and try and prevent Oliver to third. The 1-1 pitch to Wills. Outside and again dropped by Etchebarren. Ball two. So Andy's dropped 2 in a row. For a catcher. 2-1 to count. Stu Miller, Mo Drabowski in the Baltimore bullpen. Phil Regan in the Dodger bullpen. And McNally and Wills head-to-head. 2-1 pitch to Maury. Fastball high. Ball 3. And now Luis Aparicio go to mound to counsel McNally. So Aparicio talking to Dave. McNally worked 2 1/3 innings in the first game. And it's a tremendous 8 innings today. No Dodger, through 8 innings, has been able to get the series. 3-1, the count to Wills, who backs out and picks up a handful of dirt. Ninth inning, 1 out, and Wills also had a peek at Preston Gomez. So did base runner Oliver. And McNally set, checking. Checks, Oliver does not go, and the pitch is ball 4. And so for the first time today... have a runner at second. It is Nate Oliver, and a runner at first, Maury Will.
We will be back on side 2 to continue the game.